FM, good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Happy Halloween. Elizabeth Cooper's here with United Way Perth here on Good Morning, Elizabeth.
Yes, good morning. And Jamie, I brought you some Halloween treats.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, look at this. Oh, how cute is this?
Because you're so great. You're so great to have us on every week. And so inside this treat bag I got you is these fun-sized Twix, but it's called Ghoulish Green. So the nougat inside is green.
Oh my gosh.
So I thought...
I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, you might have thought it was moldy. Yeah.
No, well, that's very nice of you. Thank you for that. And you're certainly dressed for today,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're having an orange and black day at United Way today. So we're all wearing orange and black, and we're bringing in treats. And when we have leftovers at the end of the day, we're taking them all over to ShelterLink.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So drop by and say hi today at on Erie Street.
That's right.
There
you
go. Well, let's talk about the campaign. How are we doing?
For sure, yes. We've gone up a few percentage points from last week. So we are at 23% of our goal. So that means we have raised already over $605,000. So amazing. We are pacing a little ahead than last year. So that's great, considering our goal is much bigger than last year. It's $2.6 million. So the goal is great, but the needs are great.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to support our partners as best we can and promise them as much as we can that's available to us. So the fundraisers at the United Way are very busy this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So are we going to get that light bulb? Are we this close to getting that light bulb, that first one?
That's right. Yes, we have the 20%.
20% is lit. Oh, okay, perfect.
We lit the 20% for sure. So I would have loved to have lit the 30% this week. But you know what?
Hey.
It's going to happen for sure. We live in a very generous community, and all our direct mail letters have gone out. And we're working hard behind the scenes, making calls and reminding people what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to talk about certainly the many things that United Way Perth Huron do, but what they also do is make one person a very happy winner for the Taylor Swift raffle. How amazing was this?
That was amazing. It was quite a flurry of activity the last few days because we extended the date where you could buy tickets. So we were gathering those up and people were calling. It was kind of crazy in our office. Of course, they're paper tickets. It wasn't online. So it's a bit more administrative work for us, but we were certainly happy to draw the name last week, and a Stratford gal won. Monica Dunn won two tickets to the Taylor Swift concert. Speaking of being crazy,
T Swift
on November the 23rd. So we're happy to draw her name. We sold 5,000 tickets all over Perth and Huron counties.
Right.
In fact, there were some tickets sold from Toronto, from the States, Kitchener Waterloo, all over, and we had a Stratford winner. So congratulations again, Monica, for winning those tickets. And for everyone who purchased a ticket, all the money goes to United Housing. Of course, the retailers as well that sold the tickets, that took their time to take the money and rip the tickets off, etc., that helped us for our cause. And of course, the donors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right? Dr. Aaron and Mike Heiss, who donated those two tickets for us. That was very generous. And it all went to United Housing.
You bet. Yeah. And again, congratulations to the winner, Monica Dunn. We caught up with her. And that is the most confident winner I think we've ever come across, because she kind of already had booked that weekend in Toronto. She was so confident she was going to win. And then she won.
There you go. The power of positive thinking.
Exactly.
Yes. Well done. Well done, Dunn.
There you go.
Like she's never heard that before.
There you go. Well, congratulations, Monica. Yeah. That is awesome. And thanks to everyone who took part in that. You're helping out a great cause with United Way Perth Huron. And speaking of which, as the weather, it's been very mild this week, but as the weather gets cooler, as we get a little chillier, we start to think about things like living rough, homelessness, that sort of thing. That's where the Stratford Connection Center kind of comes in.
That's right. The Stratford Connection Center is one of the programs that we support from your amazing donations. And the Connection Center is located at the back of St. Paul's Anglican Church, downtown Stratford. And it is a key support service in Stratford. Of course, we have many support services. Obviously, we have the hospice, and we have the hospital, and we have Optimism Place, and Emily Murphy Center, and community living. But this Connection Center is open for those that are unhoused or precariously going to be unhoused. And it has a place where they can go from 12 till 5 every day, and they can get a hot meal. Mm-hmm. They can get some support for documentation if they need to apply for something, Ontario Works, or look for a place to live. There's computers there. They can have a shower. They can do their laundry. I mean, how we just take that for granted. We just throw stuff in, but these people don't have that. So it's an amazing, amazing place. So I do have a few stats for September to give you a snapshot of what goes on there. So in the month of September, 499, but 500 people visited that center. So that averages about 26 visits per day. And in the month of September, they had 17 new people. 17 okay. new that they had never seen before. Mm-hmm. So people are coming from other communities because they know that this center is a great place to go. 400 meals were provided, and 35 people were helped with getting documents during the month of September. So it really helps people access house searches, and as well there's a nurse in there so they can get some medical care.
It is incredible the resources that are available at the Stratford Connection Center. When you talk about statistics like that, almost 500 visits to the center, averaging 26 visits per day, you know, and I think of, you know, as say you and I or whatever are walking by or driving by, not realizing everything that is happening at the Stratford Connection Center.
Yeah, in that little spot in the basement. And you know what? They don't have air conditioning.
Okay.
So as our warm weather continues, it's right, you know, right. It's uncomfortable in there. So there's tons of things going on in there, and the staff are worked to the bone. In fact, they need another staff member there. So we're fundraising for that, trying to make sure that those people are taken care of and given a start or given a step up from what they may be suffering from, whether it's addiction or some mental health issues. So homelessness can affect every aspect of life, including your well-being, your employment, your physical and mental health, and and it also affects the vulnerable populations, Jamie. For example, those with physical disabilities, chronic health issues, and mental health challenges. They've got a lot of those people that walk in the door.
So this is why we raise money. This is why we campaign with United Way Perth Yon.
Exactly.
This is a part of it.
That's
it's a big part of it. So again, how about if you can, you can make a donation. Let's get another light bulb lit up on that thermometer. And again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website for all of the details. Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Happy Halloween.
You bet.